Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us, as we transform from the inside out, starting with our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions. So does our world. So does the world. It starts with each of us opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, who we are by divine right. Before I begin today's meditation, to do just that, I'm going to share you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 195. Be selective where and with whom you spend your time. Be selective where and with whom you spend your time. You know, we oftentimes forget this message. We get caught up in things, in people, in situations, in the make-believe, in the propaganda, in the illusion. And we forget to be selective. You see, we are always in control. It doesn't matter what is playing on the TV, on the radio, what company you're with at the moment, what someone's saying to you, where you're even employed. You are always in control. You always get to choose. You always get to select. You always get to pick. It is your choice. And our message today is to choose higher. Choose situations, people, experiences that are higher nature, are of excellence for you. Be selective. Selective, from the word select, means to choose a part. There's all this stuff out there, all vying for your attention, your energy, your mind, your emotions, your pocketbook, and your spirit. All these choices are out there in all kinds of forms. People, advertising, in all kinds of genres, if you will, TV, magazines, internet, radio, people, billboards. You have the opportunity, you have the power to choose. Just because something's out there vying for you, doing its best job to catch your attention, does not mean that you need to take the bait. We're told, be selective. Utilize the power that you have to choose how to spend your time. Spend is a great word. Spend as in expend, to put out. And when you put out time, we're also talking about putting out your energy. You're putting out, using up, paying out. And the question is, are you getting a return? Or is it wasted time, energy, emotions? Is your energy used up and squandered as you pay out your attention, your focus, your presence? Or are you receiving back? I have this image of this crystal goblet filled with water, beautiful, pristine water, which people are beginning to understand may be the most valuable resource we have. Pure, clear water. And you get to share this water within you. That is within you, this energy, this pristine source of power, your presence, your spirit. And you get to choose where to spend it, as if it were money. And you can pass it out to everyone, and or you can pass it out where it also gets returned. Now, it doesn't have to be an eye for an eye, as they say, or tit for a tat. If I give to this person, they have to give me back exactly what I gave them. But it is about being discerning that what you're giving out is flowing back, so that at the end of the day, you're not left with an empty goblet. You don't have to restore it yourself. It is restored by your interacting with others. There's this natural flow back and forth. And it depends on whom you're expending your energy, your time, your spirit, your emotions, your wisdom. Because you can keep putting it out there and receive zero back if you're not discerning. And then we wonder, where did my energy go? And when you seem to need it, when stuff's going on in your life that wasn't there before, and you seem to need just a little bit more oomph there, it's, where is my energy? We're told be selective. There are many choices where you could spend your energy. Be selective. Choose wisely. Think of a radio, or it could be the internet. Could be a TV station. See, everything has a frequency. The term selective, as in the radio, is choosing one frequency, the one you desire, over all the other frequencies, the energy level that you desire is the one you select, versus tossing and turning, checking them all out. It's going inside, becoming clear who you are, listening for the guidance for the next right step, knowing you are led directly there, and tuning in. To exclusion of all others. This may take practice in our current world, where there's so many beings and so many outlets working very hard to get your attention. There's a sense as if they were almost screaming and acting out, creating drama to get your attention. that does not mean they are worthy of your attention. Bigger and louder isn't necessarily excellence. We're told to choose excellence. And what is excellence? Choose what is for your highest and best good, for your soul's development, for the fulfillment of the gift within you, for the full expression of the gift you've been given. Choose to spend your time with places, people, and things that bring out this brilliance within you. And as you spend more and more time in this way, you will find your energy restored, renewed, refreshed, reignited. So you'll have that much more to give. It may seem at first you've narrowed your world. Just the opposite is true. By focusing clearly on what is truly in your highest best good versus scattering it all out there, by focusing in those selective people, places, and things, your energy is returned. You connect soul to soul. And where you give, you also receive. It's not exact balance all the time, and it keeps coming back. Whether it's a place or an activity or a person. It could be you, yourself, and I, so to speak. You're doing what you love, and that love nurtures you, fulfills you, and you feel like you grow inside. And all becomes right in the world, because it is from the inside out, starting with you. Be selective. Choose love, the love that lights you up from the inside out. Yes, it may seem exclusive, and yet it will make all the difference for you. And when it does, it'll make all the difference for so many others who are touched by you and your work. Be selective where and with whom you spend your time. There could be a whole other conversation on how to deselect. Simply know, in a short few words, that when you become clear inside, you will find the strength to say thank you, no thank you, and let it or them go. You will be so strong inside, so clearly connected with love, that you will lose the need to keep looking outside of you to other things and other people for energy, and you will be focused on the 1, 2, 3 true things, people, places, where you can fully be you. Love wells up inside of you. This bright energy flows through you. And you become so attractive that whatever you need comes to you. It all works out perfectly. It starts with saying yes to the love within you. Yes to the gift within you. Yes to your soul today. That's being selective. It's saying yes to what and whom truly works for you. Be selective, dear one. Choose the highest energy for you, the most excellent choice for you. Where and with whom you spend your time. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Slowing it down. Focusing on your heart. Letting go any and all thoughts, activities, taking you away from right now. Listen to your breath. Follow it. Feel your chest rise and fall. Ever so gently. As you let go, come within. Noticing the light inside, the color here for you now, this wellspring of peace within. Allow yourself to let go all resistance, all thinking. Simply be one with a beautiful peace inside. As if you're stepping into the most beautiful, relaxing, calm lake. Crystal clear, beckoning you. feel the peace. As you walk out as far as you can go. Feeling yourself simply wanting to let go, relax, float in this body tingling with aliveness. Here within, absorbing the peace through every cell and atom of your being, feeling yourself transported inside. Feeling a dream state emerging. Seeing this most glorious light calling out to you. One that is brighter than all the rest. Like a midnight sky, millions of stars in the heavens, and one, just one, among all of these, is shining brightly for you. Open your heart to receive its message. As you take in this light, this mesmerizing, brilliant light. Tuning in to this brilliant star within. Listen to the message. The message of love for you. Where and with whom to spend your time. How to spend your time. What's most important way, place for you to be. What is the best use of your energy? What is in your highest good? in a word or three who you are. Dear ones, thank this brilliant star within. Reminding you what's important for you. Truth from higher wisdom. The truth that comes from divine love. Feel the peace. As you allow your being to resonate with these truths. You are one with divine love. In this perfect moment, relaxed, letting go, truth has been revealed. Away from all the others, away small judgment and criticism. One, the true source. This is your truth, your path, your best choices. Feel gratitude for this moment. Feel and see yourself coming back to your everyday life with this clarity, with this knowingness. From this truth. With ease and grace and inner peace. How brilliant you shine. How attractive you are. How filled with life you are. Now, dear ones, it is time to come back to your everyday life, renewed with these higher truths. Of you. So ever so gently, as you're floating here in this wellspring of peace, breathing into your heart, breathing into your head, feeling yourself standing up inside, walking as if back to the shore. Breathing into your hands as you do, squeezing them ever so gently, awakening the body temple. Breathing into your feet, squeezing your toes so gently. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. Now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
We transform from the inside out to be divine vessels of love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Be selective. You have the power to choose. It is important where you spend your energy. Go inside and know who you are. Be love. Thank you, Father, Mother, God. Om, Om, Om.
And so it is. God bless. Namaste.